This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will accept a third straight Republican presidential nomination tonight with an address in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that last-second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning, Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House officials believe former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed Representative Adam Schiff's call for President Joe Biden to step aside in the U.S. presidential race, and she has told Biden he cannot win the November 5th election, a top White House source said with direct knowledge of the matter. Schiff said in a statement on Wednesday he has serious concerns about whether Biden can defeat Republican challenger Donald Trump, the first Democrat to come out after the Saturday assassination attempt against the former president. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the most important topic for the European Union is defending its democracy after her re-election by the European Parliament for a second 5-year term.
Our democracy is under attack from inside and from outside, and therefore it is crucial that the democratic forces stand together to defend our democracy.
Von der Leyen will now assemble her team, known as the College. It's a 27-member group, including a